This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero 2014 in Friedrichshafen. I'm with Travis Klum of Cirrus Aircraft. Travis, you did a presentation here. It was really quite startling in the directionality of the Cirrus safety and accident rate. Let's talk a little bit about how you've achieved that and the fact that this needle has moved a lot in a very short period of time.
Yeah, we're very pleased, obviously, with the direction that the fatal accident trends have been going for Cirrus Aircraft. And just as you said, in the past few years especially, that decrease has been dramatic. And actually in 2012, Cirrus Aircraft, our fatal accident rate per 100,000 flight hours was actually less than the NTSB calculated GA accident rate for general aviation. And so we've been very pleased with that, and it does continue to decline as well.
So the slide you showed the Cirrus fatal accident rate as recently as 2004 was almost twice the GA average. Then the line spikily decreases to the point that now we're just a slightly above 1 against 1.2 per 100,000 hours for GA in general. What turned it around so quickly? Specifically, what did you learn and how did you respond?
Yeah, so I think we can attribute us being initially higher than general aviation to two major factors. One, it was a new aircraft that pilots and flight instructors alike were just not as familiar with new advanced avionics. The second thing is that Cirrus aircraft, by and large, are used in a completely different manner than a typical single-engine fixed-gear piston aircraft. They're used actually more like airliners than anything. These pilots are flying complex missions for long distances, a lot of weather, and a lot of different types of terrain, but it's still the same types of pilots that would typically fly around the traffic pattern. So it's a much more challenging mission, and unfortunately we have in the past seen that in the accident rate.
So what, in researching that accident rate and those the details in the accidents, what exactly did you see there and how did you pattern the training to improve that?
So in all actuality, Cirrus aircraft or pilots of Cirrus aircraft do not crash our airplanes much different than any other general aviation aircraft. If you look at a composite chart of our accident causes in phase of flight or just causes versus general aviation, they really do mirror each other, just with lower numbers, obviously. So really nothing new there, which is not that surprising because it's the same pilots that have been flying aircraft for many years now. One of the differences, though, is that we have engineered a lot of safety features into the aircraft, the most visible of which is the parachute, the Cirrus Airframe Parachute System, or CAPS. And especially for loss of control type accidents, we view that device as such a better way to try to recover from that situation than is available on most other aircraft. The real challenge with CAPS, though, is to actually get pilots to realize that they have this option, first of all, in a stressful situation. Most pilots get very tunnel vision to the very specific task at hand, and we've seen in simulators they completely forget that that handle is above their head, and consequently they don't pull it. And actually, by our estimation, in an analysis of our own fatal accidents, we've estimated that about 2 out of every 3 of our fatal accidents could have been prevented if the pilot would have simply reached up and pulled that handle. So we focused on that, first of all. We decided that it's probably a fairly difficult thing to stop pilots from actually getting into that situation. But let's not have them pay for it with their lives if they do get into that situation. So let's train them to use the parachute, train them to learn when and how to use it, and some data surrounding it to debunk some of the myths, quite honestly, that are out there. And it's worked very well through efforts of COPA, which is our type club, as well as our operations department at Cirrus Aircraft. We've really been talking a lot about the parachute in the past few years, and it has shown dramatic results.
Now, all Cirrus customers get a simulator training that includes scenarios with the parachute. Is that correct?
It does. Every new aircraft that Cirrus Aircraft sells comes with complimentary transition training, which does include time in our simulator that is really focused on scenarios where pilots would deploy the parachute. The unfortunate part is that's only for new aircraft. So Cirrus is delivering about 250 new aircraft a year. Many more Cirrus aircraft are changing hands on the used market these days. Some insurance companies will require this transition training. Some will not in today's competitive insurance market. So consequently, we're very afraid that Cirrus pilots out there are not getting properly trained, not only in how to use the parachute, but just in how to get the most out of this new fantastic aircraft that they've just purchased. If pilots don't go through transition training, they're not going to be able to use that aircraft to its fullest capability and safely.
And toward fixing that, you've got some new training materials and programs coming out.
We certainly do. We have a network of flight instructors and flight schools around the world that are armed with some of our new training programs and training material that are designed to take a pilot from their existing stage in their piloting career, whether they're VFR-only pilot, whether they're instrument-rated, maybe they're a little more advanced. And we're designing programs that will take them on specific paths by our recommendation and their flight instructor's recommendation to bring them to the next level and to really stress the important aspects of not only flying Cirrus aircraft, but just pilotage and general airmanship as well. We're developing many courses and modules that are interactive and tablet-friendly and they're hopefully very engaging for the pilots. Our next step beyond that, actually, is to incentivize all Cirrus pilots out there to take this training. So Cirrus is putting our money where its mouth is, and we are going to actually give pilots incentives, much like a loyalty program for an airline or a hotel, that if pilots come train with us and they do the things that we know will help to make them safer pilots, we're going to reward them for that with real tangible rewards like dollars that can be spent with Cirrus aircraft, insurance premium discounts, and flight training discounts, service discounts. We can give all sorts of things like this to our pilot community, again, to incentivize them to take the proper training in the aircraft.
Well, thanks very much for the update, Travis.
Thank you, Paul.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero 2014 in Friedrichshafen, Germany. We've been speaking with Travis Karma of Cirrus Aircraft. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.